Federal Conservative candidate Aaron Gunn held a True North Strong and Free election rally in Campbell River Thursday night that drew about 200 attendees. Introducing Gunn, City Councilor Ben Lanyon said the riding is on the verge of a golden era. "We need to make sure we end the litany of liberal lies once and for all, and then, have a trifecta of municipal conservatives, provincial conservatives, and federal conservatives all advocating at the same time with the same message for this area," Lanyon said. During his speech to the enthusiastic crowd, Gunn mentioned on one occasion, in passing, the crippling 25% tariffs U.S. President Donald Trump imposed, and subsequently delayed, in part, on most Canadian goods. Instead, Gunn stuck to the core messaging of federal conservative leader Pierre Poilievre, taking aim at liberal and provincial and federal NDP policies as a tax on Canadian resource workers and the economy. "The carbon tax, inflation, the budget deficit, getting tough on crime, and eliminating safe supply to deal with the toxic drug crisis also got top billing and applause, as did more support for the military, veterans, and gun owners." Traditionally, the North Island Powell River riding's economy was resource dependent. However, construction, trades, tourism, service, health and education jobs are outpacing sectors like fishing and forestry, which have suffered dramatic declines. Regardless, the resource economy still makes up 20% of jobs in North Island communities and 13% in the Campbell River region. Gunn accused the Liberals and NDP of blind allegiance to a green agenda, at the expense of the fishing, forestry and aquaculture sector in the riding, and said resource workers were being sacrificed on the altar of environmental extremism. Gunn, echoing both Poilievre and Alberta Premier Danielle Smith, backed the rapid building of oil and gas pipelines to eastern Canada as a solution to energy independence and less reliance on the United States. "The failure to do so by previous governments has left Canada poorer and weaker," he argued, making his only direct reference to the trade tariffs. "We're certainly more unprepared for these unjustified and targeted tariffs that have been now placed against us by the United States at a time where we could use our energy independence and energy security more than ever before." Gunn didn't reference the staggering tariffs Canadian softwood lumber producers are facing or lay out how he and his party would address them to protect the forestry sector in the North Island. In place since 2015, softwood lumber duties currently at 14.5%. as a U.S.-imposed anti-dumping measure, now face the additional 25% Trump tariff slapped on top. The U.S. Department of Commerce is also suggesting it will nearly double existing duties, leaving the already struggling logging industry facing an existential crisis. "The Conservative Party promotes a warrior, not woke, culture and will take better care of veterans, prioritize defense of the Arctic, and meet the North Atlantic Treaty Organization's military funding benchmark of 2% of Canada's gross domestic product, GDP," Gunn said. "Our armed forces is under-equipped right now, underfunded, and so entangled in the woke policies that are being pushed down on them from Ottawa," Gunn said. "What the military should be doing is focusing on national security, national defense and protecting Canada's interest." Echoing the purges that have been made across U.S. departments in the weeks since Trump took office, Gunn railed against diversity, equity and inclusion policies in government hiring. "If you want to play your little woke experiments, that should be the last place that they should be done. We should be taking the best people to do the job." Trump's name did come up at the rally when a woman, expressing concerns around transgender issues, asked Gunn if the Conservatives would follow the U.S. President's lead in declaring only two genders, male and female. Gunn noted Poilievre had already done so. "Like Pierre said, it's a confusing question. I don't even know what other genders there are," he said. He also promised Conservatives would restore Canadians' pride in their history and figures like former Prime Minister John A. Macdonald. "It's time to stop tearing down statues, to stop gutting our museums and to be proud to be Canadian, and have our history once again."